welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. On today's show, we're recording from the 10th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Course. And we're out here with on a beautiful day, courtesy of the Chaplain Corps from the Minnesota National Guard. We'll talk about that in a minute. And we've got two very special guests on this first segment. One is the Chairman of the Board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, Mr. Bill Popp. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Sir Thomas.
And we're gonna talk to a little bit later a gentleman named Tom Fee from Vector Wealth Management. Tom, good to see you out here on a beautiful day at the course.
Thanks, Tom. You also.
Mr. Popp, 10 years.
Ten years.
Sounds like a sentence, doesn't it? A decade we've been doing golf tournaments. And as I said earlier, I've been talking to three of the chaplains from the Minnesota National Guard for the last 4 months, and they told me, you know, we're in marketing. We're not in administration. I said, well, you might have a direct line. I want good weather.
Ah,
they delivered,
good.
Didn't they?
They absolutely delivered.
Bill, can you share with our listeners, you're the founder and chairman of the board of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. Since 2004, you've been busy.
We've been busy, absolutely. And I'll tell you what, one of the highlights of everything we do during the course of a year is this golf tournament, Sir Thomas. In 10 years, that is absolutely fantastic. We're so blessed to have you doing what you do, and you've got such a successful radio show, and you're just helping share information and helping people to learn how they can support military service members, helping people learn what's going on in the military. You have done an absolutely fantastic job. I'm so proud to be a partner and a brother of yours.
Thank you, Bill. And, of course, we're out here at Bunker's Hills today, and we've got over 200 golfers. We're going to have 240 people for dinner, steak and shrimp tonight, Bill. And they're all going to sit on the edge of the chair waiting for the chairman to give us a good speech, so I hope you're ready.
But let's hope they don't fall off that edge of the chair.
We have such good luck with this because people come back year after year after year because of the mission.
The mission.
And because the all-volunteer board, 98% of the funds that we collect goes to military families. And could you explain the mission to our leader, to our listeners, please?
Well, our mission is real simple. A service member's number one request when they get deployed is take care of my family. And that's exactly what we do. We raise money from the public, people who want to help military families, who see the need and see the opportunity to help military families. And we help military families through difficult times when they're having a financial crisis. So what we're doing is we're serving our service members by taking care of their number one request, and that is take care of my family.
And, Bill, it seems like the deployments are back on the high cycle again. We just got 700 soldiers back from the 34th Infantry Division from Kuwait. We've got more than that down in Fort Hood training for a few weeks right now.
Yep.
The 34th ECAB is preparing to ship 700 soldiers out, and next year they're going to the National Training Center. So that's just the Army side. The Air side's on the go all the time. So we've had a record year. Last year we spent $400,000 on grants, and this year on a pace to spend $500,000.
Yep.
And so we have to keep going, and these sponsors that come out year after year understand the mission. They understand we do it clean. Our expense ratio is as low as it can be.
Yep. All volunteers.
It's all volunteer, and it's a special thing, and I'm just thrilled to have people back year after year after year. We got to keep going, right, Bill?
We got to keep going, and I tell you, we got a lot of brothers and sisters out here that feel exactly that same way, primarily because of the energy you bring, Sir Thomas, to this whole organization.
Well, I appreciate that, Bill, but I know you stand over between those two T's, and you're meeting and greeting all afternoon. And I think everybody likes to meet the chairman of the board as well.
It's a blessing to be able to say thank you.
We're recording live today from the 10th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills. My guests today in the first segment are Chairman of the Board, Bill Popp, and we're going to meet another gentleman, Tom Fee, in just a moment. But, Bill, I know you're going to shoot me for this, but earlier this year, you and your wife, Terry, received the Ellis Island Medal of Honor. It's an American award that recognizes individuals who have made it their mission to share with those less fortunate their wealth of knowledge, indomitable courage, boundless compassion, unique talents, and selfless generosity. They do so while they uphold the ideals and spirits of America. And this is a very prestigious award. And you went out to New York with your wife and received this award in the shadow of the Statue of Liberty. That must have been a real honor, Bill.
It was a real honor. I still kind of pinch myself to see if that was real or not, but it was a real honor.
Bill, you won't tell listeners, so I will. Seven presidents of the United States, General Norman Schwarzkopf, General Colin Powell, General Dempsey, Sandra Day O'Connor, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, you know, Bob Hope, Muhammad Ali, Frank Sinatra, Rosa Parks, Senator John McCain. You're in some great company there.
But not all of them were there.
Well, they were there in spirit. And of course, this ranks among the most nation's most renowned awards. And it's because of your work on the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And of course, you and your wife did the Minnesota Military Family Tribute over at the Capitol. And I personally know that you've sponsored dozens of other events over the years. And good work, Bill, and I'm glad to see that you got this honor.
Well, thank you, Tom. And one of the things we're very, very proud of also is we were very involved in building the Vietnam Veterans Memorial back in the early 1990s. And that's kind of what got me started to understand the challenges that service personnel and their families have.
And here we are still going today. 10 years ago, one of my partners said, why don't we do a golf tournament to raise some money for General Steven, for the MMFF? And I came and visited you, and I said, here's what it's going to cost, and I'll put up the first five. And to my astonishment, you said, I'll put up the second. And General Steven, you put up the third.
Well, I recall you coming to me and saying, Bill, I need five because you're going to be the next sponsor of this. But it was good, and it was a blessing. It was the right thing to do.
So we started that. And Tom Fee here, who is the managing partner of Vector Wealth Management and an old, longtime friend of mine, right after that meeting with you, I called Tom, and I said, Tom, I'm going to do a golf tournament. We're going to raise some money for Minnesota military families, and I'd like to help you. And before I could even explain to him, he said, I'm in.
He's in, absolutely. He's been in every year.
Tom, welcome to the show. You've been going along with me on adventures for a long time.
Well, thanks, Tom. And, it's an easy thing to do because, you know, if you know a man's heart and see and having watched what you've been involved with, I'm saying, well, this is going to be nothing but good. And it's going to raise a lot of money, and it's been a real journey to watch, you know, closely what you've done to put this together. It's a major project. This isn't a one day event. This is a 6 month project.
And it's a 12 month project, but that's okay.
See, I got him to actually admit to something.
Yeah.
We work on it a little bit every day. There's a little setup there.
No, but in truth, I mean, it's awesome stuff. And when you think about it, and you said it so well, Bill, is that I think about frontline work. And when we've got our soldiers deployed and a furnace goes out in January and one day later there's a new furnace in place. I mean, that's paid for. And that's the kind of stuff that it's nice to give to things where there's an impact, but it's longer. You don't know, you can't feel the impact, but you know it's good stuff. This solves a problem immediately. And as Bill, as you said, you know, it takes care of the soldiers or our servicemen's family. That's a high form of gratitude, and I'm just pleased to be a part of it.
And if we can,
very, very, very small way.
And if we can do that, and we've done it over 2,000 times since 2004, over $4 million. Well, while we're doing that, that deployed soldier airman can focus on the mission, get it done, protect their buddies, and get home safe. And Bill, for an old Vietnam veteran, I don't know what I'd do without this. We just have to keep going.
We got to keep going, absolutely. And we're very grateful for all the people that continue to help us keep this going, like Cargill, Marquette Partners, Polaris, Mall of America, Rasmussen College, U.S. Bank, Vector Wealth Management, Wells Fargo, Tom Fee here.
He is Vector Wealth Management.
I tell you what, it's people like this stepping up to help military families and to take care of that service member's number one request, and that is take care of my family.
Tom, I just want to thank you on the air. You've supported the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. You've also been a supporter of Minnesota Military Radio, running some promos for us. We're up to 56 stations now all over Minnesota, and this is our 480th program. The first of the year, we'll catch 500, and Sergeant Angelo and I and the Adjutant General are working on a special program for the first week in January. But, Bill, we got to keep moving along. We've got the next guests are right behind us. They just pulled up. Mr. Fee, appreciate you stopping by today. I know your team
is out on the course.
You're on injured reserve today, but thanks to you and your wife for stopping by to see us. And thanks for going along with me on all these adventures and helping military families.
You bet. It's an easy journey, pleasurable journey. Thank you, Tom.
And Mr. Pop, I'm sorry I grabbed you off the tee box, but we're going to finish up the show, and you can get back to meeting and greeting. And we'll see if we can keep this day going and get everybody in for steak and shrimp tonight.
That's exactly right. I'll be in cooking up a little bit of steak a little bit later.
Oh, he's joining the show. Thanks, Bill. And Mr. Fee, thank you very much. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back from Bunker Hills for the 10th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording from the 10th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Course on a beautiful day. The Minnesota National Guard Chaplain Corps dialed up a nice one for us. And we have two guests today that have run some other events to help raise money for Minnesota military families. And the first one is Katie Stahl, who represents the Brose Clinic Memorial Day MRF Challenge. Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And the next guest is Sean Flavin, who takes care of Shoot for the Troops. And, Sean, we're going to talk about that. That's coming up this fall. But first, ladies first, we're going to talk about the MRF Challenge. Okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right. Katie, you've been, you and Pat Crosby before you, have been helping the Minnesota Military Family Foundation raise money to take care of grants for our Minnesota military families who experience financial hardships due to deployments. And we've had a record-setting year last year. We gave out about 120 grants totaling $400,000. And this year our run rate's about $500,000. So we very much appreciate you putting on this event. You did it on Memorial Day. And unfortunately, the chaplains didn't help you, did they?
They did not. So we need to enlist whatever you've got here. But
of course, you're men and women that go out and do this. Tell us, what is the MRF Challenge?
So the MRF Challenge is a workout. It's a CrossFit workout in memory of Michael Murphy. And so what the movements are a 1 mile run. You come back in 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then you go back out for another mile run to finish. And the elite do that wearing a 20-pound vest.
So, and all of your people did it this year in a rainstorm.
In rain. So it was actually good weather for the athletes. It was a little bit
Kept them cool, I suppose.
The pictures were awesome. You know, they looked tough down there doing their push-ups in the mud, in the pouring rain. Spectators and volunteers, a little bit less ideal, but we did it.
So how do your athletes that come do that, how do they feel about the cause, Minnesota Military Family Foundation?
That's why we do it. It's our way. I mean, that's what Memorial Day should be, right? Supporting our veterans, supporting people that have sacrificed for our countries. For our country. And, you know, so we try to remember that in whatever role you have that day. So if you're an athlete out there toughing through it, you're thinking of all the soldiers that do this and sacrifice their lives. And then the Minnesota Military Family Foundation just was a natural fit for us. You know, we're a family-run business. We support local families. We're big into our community. And so we want to pay that forward and help families of people that are deployed.
Well, we really appreciate that you did that. And before, at dinner tonight, let's talk to the chaplain and see if he can't take care of some of that rain.
Yeah, next year will be beautiful.
Well, once again, that's it's coming up on Memorial Day next year, every year. It's the Brose Clinic Memorial Day MRF Challenge. And it's a one-mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and another one-mile run. Katie, I feel like I already did that today, and there's another one coming up this afternoon.
I bet you do.
We'll get that done. And we appreciate that. We'll have you on the show before that comes up and see what we can do about that weather next year.
All right, perfect.
We're recording today from the 10th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at the Bunker Hills Golf Course. And in this segment, we're talking to two groups that have been supporting the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. And now we're coming back to you, Sean. Shoot for the Troops. You're coming up. You haven't had your event this year. It's coming up soon, isn't it?
It really is. September 17th on a Tuesday up by Little Falls, Minnesota at Rice Creek Game Farms. Beautiful, awesome game farm.
Sean, it seems like it's been quite a few years since we first met.
Yes.
And you were helping for a while, and then it kind of went sideways a little bit, but you fired it all back up again.
We did, bigger and better.
Bigger and better.
We formed our own 501c3. We haven't changed our mission. Our mission, like Katie's, like MMFF, is
telephone's going off, folks.
Yeah.
This is a live show. That's all right.
purely to help our troops, and of course, being in Little Falls. We're very close to Camp Ripley, and I personally know many military folks that have been deployed out of that area, and we couldn't be happier than helping out on this cause.
You taped a little spot with Ron Shera last year, and it just was on the show last Saturday.
I got some emails and some texts this way. Yeah.
Good piece.
Good.
Now, Shoot for the Troops for this year, September 17th. It's at Rice Creek.
Yes.
Tell us about what happens that day and how many folks came in last year. How many expect this year?
Last year, we had close to 100 people. We are expecting 100 people this year. A foreign team. It is $125 player. We have 75 targets on a skeet course. After we're done, we have a short little ceremony and have a wild game dinner over at Rice Creek. So we'll have some pheasants, some duck. Some wild turkey. It's always delicious.
So it's a four-person team. It's $125 per person.
Correct.
Sporting clays provided by Federal Premium Ammunition.
Federal Premium Ammunition, who has been a big help to us since we've gotten things going again. Because, as you said, we took a couple-year reprieve there.
Well, people come and go sometimes,
yeah,
but we're thrilled to have you back.
Yeah.
And Federal Premium is a great partner. They've got a team out here today. There's going to be some shot shells on the silent auction, and I know that they provide some for your event. They also provide some stuff for the youth camps up at Camp Ripley. Federal Premium is a great partner up in Anoka, over 100 years, and you've got to be thrilled to have them part of your team.
We are, you know, with Dennis Angel making that contact for us. It's really helped our success.
Give all the credit to that Marine. It'll go right straight to his head, Sean. We just can't do
he's
that.
He's not hearing this right now.
Well, he'll listen. He'll
he's
get
out
it.
There
he'll
hacking around a little bit.
He's never happy unless we're picking
there
on
you
him.
Go. You
know, Marines
but,
are that way.
We have some great sponsors, not only Federal Cartridge, but some local businesses up in the central Minnesota area. Little Falls Machine, Concrete Inc., Line Contracting. Polaris is sponsoring for us this year. And then, of course, this is not an advertisement. I'm in the insurance industry, so I have a lot of my insurance companies that assist us.
Bring in all your friends.
You bet. Yep. We'll take them all. We'll take their money.
And a couple of years ago, you and Tom Hoker were instrumental in getting us a little extra contribution from one of those insurance companies.
That is correct.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Now, that event, for information on that, you go to shootforthetroopsmn.com. September 17th, 2019 at Rice Creek. Registration begins at 12:30. Shooting begins at 2 o'clock. Social hour, cash bar, 4 o'clock. Awards at 4:30. You have to give an award to General Trost. He always comes up there and does some shooting.
Yes, he does.
And then a wild game feed at 5:30. $125 per person, four-person teams, sporting clays and ammunition provided. And I'll bet that dinner's great, Sean.
Unbelievable. It's worth the price of admission right there.
So once again, that's going to be on September 17th this year. Get your teams together. Go to shootforthetroopsmn.com and get up there and fill that up for Sean so that he has another great year. Katie, I want to come back to you for a minute. Where do people go for more information about the Murph Challenge?
So they can go to memorialdaychallenge.com.
MemorialDayChallenge.com.
Yep.
And for all our listeners, talk to your local pastors and make sure that they delay the rain next Memorial Day so they have a good day. And Sean, I hope you're talking to the chaplain here today about September 17th.
We have, and he's got it dialed in.
He did. You know how to talk to this chaplain. He did a pretty good job today, didn't
he's
he?
The man. Yes,
we
he
got
did.
Clear skies, nice weather, good temperature, and over 200 golfers that come back year after year after year to help with the Minnesota Military Family Foundation so we can provide those grants and take care of those families so that they can focus on their mission.
Absolutely.
And get home safe. Katie, been nice to get to know you. I hope you're putting Pat Crosby to work this year and make him work hard. He can handle it.
He can handle it. We will enlist his help.
All right. And once again, you go to the Memorial Day Murph Challenge, is that?
Just Memorial Day Challenge.
Memorial Day Challenge to get information on that. Get it on your calendar for next year, and we'll see what we can do about getting the weather a little bit better. Sean, you better work on your weather now. We're setting the precedence here today. It's a pretty nice day.
Absolutely. We've got it.
Now, is your golf team missing you while you're up here talking to me?
You know, we're 3 under after 2, and I did not contribute yet.
Now,
so.
No line and no cussing on the show.
We had a par 5, remember, so we
Well, it is a scramble.
It is.
And you used up all of your mulligans,
we have
I
not
suppose.
Used one yet. I did bring some ringers, trust me.
Okay. How's your team doing, Katie?
They're not missing me. They're
really?
No. But they're doing good. It's fun.
So they're going to make you walk the rest of the course.
Yeah, they want me to take a while here.
Well, Katie, Sean, I appreciate you taking a break from the golf to come to talk to us. I hope you both have great tournaments coming up. And on behalf of the Board of Directors, I want to thank you both for supporting the Minnesota Military Family Foundation so we can take care of our military families. And I hope you have a great day on the course and get hungry. We got steak and shrimp for dinner.
Looking forward to it,
Tom. Yeah, thanks for putting this together.
Thanks for joining us. That was Katie Stahl from the Memorial Day Murph Challenge and Sean Flavin from Shoot for the Troops. Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to meet the new national commander of the DAV. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. We're recording today from the 10th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Club. And we have two special guests for this segment. One is Stefan Whitehead from DAV, and the other is the star of Justice and Drew in the Morning, Mr. Andrew Lee. Gentlemen, welcome back to the radio.
Thanks, Tom.
Good to be with you.
Gents, Chaplain's Corps did a great job. It's a beautiful day. Temperatures are great. We got a couple hundred golfers out here, and they're all out here raising some money for the Minnesota military families. And one of our biggest supporters for the last 10 years has been the DAV in Minnesota. And Stefan Whitehead has been the adjutant over there. And, of course, he was a command sergeant major in the Minnesota Army National Guard. And I just want to read this this bio here, this little announcement that we had. Stefan Whitehead, a disabled Minnesota Army National Guard veteran of the Iraq War, was elected national commander for more than 1 million member DAV of the organization's 2019 National Convention in Orlando, and took that office last week. He's a retired command sergeant major from the 84th Troop Command Brigade of the Minnesota Army National Guard. His full-time job has been the DAV Minnesota Department Adjutant and Executive Director of the Disabled American Veterans of Minnesota Foundation. And, you know, I don't know if Command Sergeant Major is higher ranked than National Commander, but I think we'll have to call you Commander for the next year.
Yeah, I think one more year.
Stefan, congratulations. What an honor to be the National Commander in charge of such a wonderful organization that takes such great care of our veterans.
It really is, Tom. I mean, to be in the position I am of an organization that truly has done a wonderful things taking care of our disabled veterans, and to be the face and the voice for this organization, it's truly an honor to be this.
And you were at my office last week, and we were checking out schedules. They've even got time scheduled for you to sleep and maybe eat once in a while.
You know, it's going to be a busy year. As we go into 100-year, it's going to be a busy year making sure that we get out there and our voice is being heard, all the great things that we're doing.
And you've got some special goals for this year.
I really do. One thing is I want to make sure we continue advocating for our veterans. And when it comes to the legislation, benefits, and their health care, that we can't slow it down. We got to make sure that the veterans' voices are being heard and that the changes are being made so they're taken care of.
Now, DAV in Minnesota, are they in good shape while you're going to be out of action for a year?
They really are. The DAV in Minnesota is really what's helped get me to where I'm at, too, because of all the great things we're doing here locally. They're set up really well. We have a great adjutant that's stepped in, and Trent will do a wonderful job. And I'm here to assist them where I can as well. If I'm not traveling, I'm going to be back here helping Minnesota as well.
And, of course, the DAV in Minnesota, in my humble opinion, is one of the most active veteran service organizations in the state. The things you do to put vans out there to get our veterans to their medical appointments. You've got hunting programs. You've got fishing programs. You've got programs to raise some money. It's one of the busiest veteran service organizations that I've witnessed.
And really, that's what we're here for. We're not here just to sit on our backside. We're actually here to make sure that we're doing things for veterans. And I'm very proud to say here in Minnesota, we're doing exactly that, taking care of veterans, the transportation program, the outdoors program, whatever it may be, or even legislation. We're going to make sure that we're in the front leading.
Well, Commander, congratulations on what a wonderful position. I know you're going to have a busy year, and we're going to follow you. I think on Veterans Day, we're going to try to get out to Washington, D.C., and you have the greatest honor to be able to present a wreath at the Arlington Cemetery.
It's going to be a huge honor. I'm going to be so moved on that opportunity there alone. It's going to be amazing.
Well, I'm a hanky, and I'll be right there for you.
I appreciate
it. We'll get you through that. We're talking to Stefan Whitehead and Andrew Lee on Minnesota Military Radio from the 10th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf. And, Mr. Lee, we've been on quite a ride for the last almost nine years. This is show number 480.
Congratulations.
The first of the year, the first week of 2020 will be our 500th show. And
wow.
We've got some plans when we go out on Veterans Day with Stefan to maybe do a show from a special place out in Washington, D.C. for the 500th show.
But well, that would be pretty special.
In our relationship, I've told everybody you've been on the show before, the reason we're on the air is because you had an idea to do a little bitty Minnesota military public affairs program.
Yep. Yeah, the idea was just to have an outlet where stories can be shared. That's the main purpose. That's what radio is really good at, right? Sharing stories, telling stories. And there aren't enough outlets, in my opinion, where stories of our active duty, our veterans, and their families can really be told and really be shared. And I think radio is just the best medium for something like that. We had a show where I came from in Tucson, Arizona, that was really catered towards Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. And I wanted to sort of replicate that formula up here. And you and I went out to lunch one day at the joining of a mutual friend, and everything sort of went from there. You
guys took the ball and ran with it. It got away from us.
It got much bigger than I ever expected it to be, I'll tell you that. I had no idea who I was giving this show to.
Well, I didn't know where we were going either, but it sounded like for an old Vietnam vet to be able to tell the stories of our military and their families and all of the resources that helped take care of them. You know, it really took off. I sat down with the Adjutant General and Minnesota National Guard to help produce it. Of course, iHeartMedia put us on the air and gave us some free time and the recording studio and an engineer. Then we talked to the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and they joined so they can talk about all the programs and services. And then the Commander's Task Force joined. And, of course, that's when I met Stefan Whitehead and all the other commanders of the VFW and the DAV and the American Legion and Purple Hearts and all of those.
Your decision and your relationship with the Minnesota National Guard and your efforts to get them involved really blew me away. And not just that, but their willingness to be a part and provide so much support and so much material and so many guests and all the great content that they've been putting together has taken this show to places I never would have imagined.
Well, and with the great support from iHeartMedia, you've given us the show, given us the room to go do the things we want to do. You've given us support of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation and the Golf Classics. How many times have you been out golfing with us? A lot, I think.
I think, since the second year we were doing the show, I think I've only missed one year.
Yeah, and you were sad about that, but it's fun to have you out here. The other thing that I don't think either of us imagined when we started doing this was you allowed us to make the content available to other radio stations, and we just signed up Fergus Falls this week, so we're at 56 stations.
That's amazing.
Around the state that air the show. And I can remember about in the first year, we had you in a boss lift on a C-130, took you up to Camp Ripley,
uh-huh.
And you got to tour the camp and shoot some weapons, and I asked you on the way back, what do you think? You said, this is fun.
That was a lot of fun. That was a neat Blackhawk. I've been on a C-130. I've been to Kuwait twice now.
I just got back from Kuwait.
Yeah.
And you know there's a difference between what they call a sandstorm. It's a dust storm, isn't it?
Yeah. What are they called in Arizona? They were called the kaboobs or something like that. I forget exactly what they're called.
Sergeant Major?
I'm not sure what they're called there.
Yeah.
He's a radio personality, so we gotta be careful with this.
There's an odd word for like a monster dust storm that I never experienced when I lived in Arizona, but I've seen it. A few friends have been through it.
And then we took you to Hell and back, a little town in Norway called Hell.
Yep.
Right by the...
I have been to Hell.
And we got you home in one piece.
This show took me to Hell.
So we have an annual Norwegian exchange with the Minnesota National Guard and the Norway Home Guard, and we got to go over there and not only do Minnesota Military Radio, but you did two of your morning shows from over there.
That was a lot of fun.
And did get you home safely. So there's a bunch of traveling. You've met a bunch of people.
Uh-huh.
It's been quite a trip. And we're
I
just
remember
getting...
most of them, too.
Except that one night in Norway. Well, we're just getting started, Mr. Lee. There's a whole lot more to do, and I would assume that you'll have this gentleman, the national commander, on the morning show sometime. So
I would love that.
We need to brag about him. He's I don't think I've met another veteran that works as hard as Stefan does to take care of other veterans and other disabled veterans.
Have you looked in a mirror lately, Tom? Because I think you are...
I just tell stories. That's all I'm doing is telling stories.
You know, Tom, one thing I do want to give Andrew a good compliment here, kudos, is because of what you've started here, the veterans organizations, particularly the DAV, we've been able to get our message out there. So thank you for seeing the initiative and really sitting down with Tom. I mean, I remember my first radio interview with Tom, and I talked about our big need for volunteer drivers. And because of that program, we've been able to really find volunteer drivers. So thank you, Andrew, for coming up with this idea.
That's very gratifying for me to hear, because that's the idea. That's the point. You know, the impetus for this show was to give listeners the opportunity to put their desire to support the troops into action and give them tangible means to actually provide that support and give something back to all the troops and all the veterans that have given so much.
I want to quickly dig into that, because we just had your department commander on, and he said you've got 37 vans out there now helping get the veterans to their medical appointments. And I didn't realize till about 4 or 5 years ago, he was on the show, all those are volunteer drivers, and he's always looking for volunteer drivers. So we taped a 30-second promo. I sent it out to the network, asked him to run it. I think you told me you got 8 drivers the next week.
Yep.
So there's been little accidents behind the scenes of putting together the network so that we can support our veterans, support their families, and talk about all the great resources we have in Minnesota that are here to help take care of our veterans and take care of the families. And it's been a pleasure having you on the show. And, Commander, I hope you have just a fabulous year. And, Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lyons.
You got me into this, but we're still going. I'm not slowing down.
I'm aware.
There's more stories to tell, and we really appreciate everything that iHeartMedia has done to help us, and the fact that you've been out here every year and supporting the MMFF and everything we've tried to do. Thank you.
Well, it's a real honor to have you as a part of our station, so thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Lee. Gentlemen, your teams probably need you back out on the course. If you see the chaplain, wave at him. He did a great job of giving us some good weather today. Thanks for joining us, Commander. Good luck this year.
Thanks, Tom.
Mr. Lee, hope to see you soon.
Absolutely.
Please stay with us. When we come back, we're going to tell you a little bit more about this beautiful facility here at Bunker Hills. This is Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. And today's show, we're recording from the 10th Annual Minnesota Military Family Foundation Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids. And our guests in this segment are going to be Tim Anderson, the Director of Golf Operations, and Callie Kipke, the Catering Sales Manager. Tim, welcome back to the show. And
thank
you. Callie, good to have you on for the first time.
Thank you.
Now, can you tell us, what does a Catering Sales Manager do here at Bunker Hills?
Well, basically, we take care of all the guests coming in, doing weddings and different kinds of events, and kind of just make some connections and make some happy clients.
So you have weddings, corporate events, golf events, meetings, private affairs. I was over here yesterday. We were getting ready for this, and I saw, I think you had another golf event you were having for dinner. And and you have some lunch events.
We kind of do it all. Anything from 12 people up to 380 people, so kind of do a mixture of events.
So you've got a big staff, and the parking lots are always full.
Always full. A little too full sometimes, but...
And this, I think, is our fourth year out at Bunker Hills, and we've got quite a list of the things we do to set up the Minnesota Military Family Foundation, but there's kind of a checklist. We've met with you a couple times, and Tim a couple of times. Of course, he's got it down after 4 years. It's easy. But there's a lot of things to talk about, from setting up the dining room to... we had a little lunch at registration today that your chef prepared for us.
Yeah, a mixture of some sandwiches and chips that people can take with them if they're kind of in a hurry to get onto the golf course, or kind of sit and have a drink at our Mully's Top Shack patio, and kind of spend the whole day here.
And we've had out here today, we've got 208 golfers and 240 people coming for dinner tonight. Is the chef in there getting ready for dinner?
He's working nice and hard right now. We got some great shrimp and steaks for you tonight. And, being a vet himself, he really enjoys this golf tournament.
Okay, well, we've seen him before, and he cooked last year, and yep. I saw him this morning. He said, don't worry, Tom, everything's going to be great.
Yeah, he's told me everything's going to be wonderful tonight.
And I want to just ask you a little bit about Kendall's. Can you talk to us? Is it Kendall's Chop House? Is that the name?
Kendall's Tavern and Chop House. So we have a great, fantastic patio, and we do mafia trivia in April or October through April. So that kind of brings in a crowd on Tuesdays. And we offer a really great happy hour, and it's a great place to be.
And the food here has always been good.
The food is always good, yeah.
Come on out and see Callie and have your event here. And,
yeah.
We are recording today from the 10th Annual MMFF Golf Classic at Bunker Hills Golf Club in Coon Rapids. And I want to talk to Tim Anderson now, one of the luckiest guys I've ever met. You grew up in Coon Rapids, and you're the director of golf operations right here at home. And what a magnificent facility. How many holes do you have here?
Well, we have 36 holes here, a 9-hole executive and 27 championship holes. So we've got pretty much anything from anything people would like, from beginner to avid to senior and beyond. And it's just a wonderful place. You're right. I am lucky. And I'm not only from Coon Rapids, I met my wife at Coon Rapids High School. So Coon Rapids has been very good to me.
Well, I hope you like it here because you're staying home.
I love it.
Tim, how many tournaments do you do a year up here?
We do quite a few. You know, from, as Callie mentioned in the banquet hall, from 12 we do events of any size. We also have 26 leagues a week, too, intermingled in that. So we'll do, you know, between 60 and 100 corporate events of varying sizes.
You're a busy guy, and you got great staff here. It's always pleasant to come out, and they take good care of us. Now, it's interesting, your tournaments come back year after year, but last Friday you did a tournament for Tee It Up for the Troops, which is one of our sponsors, and a lot of good military folks and veterans at that one. And then this one, you know what it's all about. It's about raising money to help Minnesota military families, active duty, guard, reserve, all forces. And this is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, and we're just very pleased to be out here at Bunker Hills. You take great care of us.
Well, that means a lot to us. And Bunker Hills, as a municipal golf course, really relies on partnerships. Partnerships with Golf Tech for Instruction, Morrissey Hospitality for food and beverage. But all of these groups that come in are partners of ours, and long-term, hopefully, partners of ours. And we don't play favorites, certainly, but it's such a wonderful thing to be able to have Teed Up for the Troops, have Minnesota Military Family Foundation, have Golf for Vets here playing in our simulator center in the winter. Those are all extremely important partnerships that we hope carry on for generations.
Well, we're very happy to be here. It's a great course. We use three of the 9-hole courses, and they're full today. And the guys seem to be coming through on a regular basis, so I hope there aren't any slow players out there.
Well, we're going to go around and make sure to say hi to everybody. And if we see a gap, we'll be very gentle, but we'll give them a little nudge.
Very good. They might give you a nudge back if you aren't, but they're good. They're good people. They're all here for a good cause. And they come back every year, and the feedback I get every year is good stuff. So I just want to, Callie, thank you, and Tim, thank you, and please thank the folks at the City of Coon Rapids. We're pleased to be here. We hope to be here for years to come. And for our listeners out there, if you ever get a chance to stop by Bunker Hills Event Center and Bunker Hills Golf Course, I'd highly recommend it. They do a great job. It's a beautiful facility. Call Callie or call Tim and come on out and have a good time. Callie, Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you
and your entire team, Tom.
That was Callie Kipke, Catering Sales Manager, and Tim Anderson, Director of Golf Operations from Bunker Hills Golf Course in Coon Rapids. Joining me now on the air is my military producer, Sergeant First Class Johnny Angelo. Johnny, you don't get to talk on the air too often, but I want to talk about some things coming up. We've got a busy year coming between now and the end of the year.
We've had a busy year this year, and we're going to continue with it. A lot of not shows in the studio, just like this one right here, so...
Well, this one's always kind of fun. Come out here to the golf course. We got a couple hundred people raising money for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. We got a nice tent, and we're taking care of business out here. And we got Zach back in the studio doing a great job. Zach, thank you very much. But Johnny, we're not going to be back in the studio too much. We got the State Fair coming up, and on Military Appreciation Day, we're going to do two shows out there.
Yeah, we got two shows coming up on. That first day, the first show is going to be MDVA mostly. Got Commissioner Herkey coming on, USAA Families First. We're going to talk to our friend John Hobot from Wells Fargo as well. So it's going to be a busy day. And then Mike from MDVA as well.
So that'll be starting on, it's on Tuesday, August 27th, Military Appreciation Day at the State Fair. Our tent will be up over by the fan booth by Carousel Park. Come by and see us. We're going to do that show. And then,
yeah, just look for this big symbol right here. We're going to be under this same tent. So
there it is, Minnesota Military Radio. And then the second show, we've got a really special co-host.
Yeah, I like that one. I like all of our shows, but that one's a little more special. That's my commanding general. That's Major General John Jensen, the Adjutant General for Minnesota National Guard. And he's going to bring on another general from the just recently returned 34th Infantry Division, Brigadier General Correll. We're also going to talk to a military family, and I think we're going to talk to the governor.
Might get a visit with the with Governor Walz, who, of course, was a retired Sergeant Major from the Minnesota National Guard. But then we're not going back to the studio.
We've got one short show after that. But a long drive, right?
Yep, we're going up to Brainerd.
Going to go to Nisswa.
Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers are having their fall conference, and they want us to come up. There's county veteran service officers in every county. They want us to come up and talk to them, put on a show live, so we're going to get that one done. Zach isn't going to know what we look like by the time we get back to the studio.
Well, it's probably good for Zach, right?
Probably is good for Zach. And after that, we'll go back to the studio for a while, but we're going to have a special show out at the Minneapolis VA Medical Center.
Yep, that's coming up. We're going to do it right there in the atrium. We're going to have a lot of special staff from the VA. A lot of people, when they hear VA, they think, oh, the VA does this VA. No, that's not the Minneapolis VA. The Minneapolis VA is one of the best ones, one of the leading leaders in finding some of the cures for some of the things that ail veterans and currently serving military members.
That'll be a fun one. We'll announce it coming up, and it's open to the public. Come see us. We're going to do it in the Flag Atrium, the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. And then we're going to have an opportunity to witness our national commander, Stephen Whitehead of the DAV, place the wreath at Arlington. And we're going to get to do a show out there about all the things that he's trying to do this year as the national commander. And while we're there, we might get a chance to record a very special show. Hey, which number for the first week in January?
Big 500. We've been on the air for nine and a half years. Consistently put on a show. Every week, sometimes a couple of shows, sometimes 3 hours of shows, and we're going to bring it up to 500. We wanted to do something special with that. So,
well, Johnny, thanks for joining me on the air here at Bunker Hills. We want to talk about that upcoming schedule. And Zach, back in the studio, you're doing a great job for us. We appreciate it. We're just about out of time. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Bill Popp, Tom Fee, Sean Flavin, Katie Stahl, our national commander of the DAV, Stephen Whitehead, Andrew Lee from the morning show at iHeartMedia, Tim Anderson and Callie Kipke, Commissioner Larry Herkey, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General John Jensen. Please join us next week as we talk with the Minnesota National Guard's Recruiting Command and find out how things are going here in recruiting in Minnesota. That's coming up next week on this station or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week. And thank you for joining us today as we record from the 10th anniversary of the Minnesota Military Family Foundation from Bunker Hills in Coon Rapids.
Minnesota Military Radio is a production of iHeartMedia, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, the Minneapolis VA, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and the Minnesota National Guard. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phelan Partners Limited, a merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is a life member of the American Legion, VFW, Vietnam Veterans of America, and the DAV. For podcasts and the latest updates, follow us at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.